This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. We do that by means of two-way communication via telephone. And I mean by that, you simply call the radio station. Your call is screened by our producer, Chris Klaproth, who will answer the phone. He will ask you your name and your location and what your subject is or what you'd like to talk about. And then we put you on the air. And when I mean we put you on the air, that means I press a little button here in front of me and you and I have immediate contact. It's amazing the way it works. But, you know, we do text, we do message, we do email, but your message, it does not always get answered in a timely fashion as it does when you simply pick up your cellular or landline and call us here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. That's how it works. That is how it works. So while I was speaking, Sparky texted me and said, good morning to Chris. Robin ain't here. Sparky ain't here today because she's not. But she does send well wishes to everybody who calls, text, emails, or in otherwise gets in contact. So 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And that's how you do it. And let's talk to Odell in Baltimore. Thanks for the call right off the bat. How are you, Odell?
How you doing, Mr. Allen?
I'm doing well. How are you?
First of all, I want to thank Mr. Clyde and Bill for donating fishing rods for the Hillcrest Rodeo for kids. But well, the problem is when the DNR stock it with fish, every time Dick and Harry goes there and catch the fish on Thursday and Friday, so when they had a tournament for the kids, they take the fish out, and a lot of kids didn't catch no fish, so make them, you know, they didn't want to go fishing anymore or something. You know what I mean?
What kind of fish do they put in?
I think they stocked it with trout, bass, and bluegills, and I think some crappies.
Uh huh.
They said.
Hmm.
And I went by there Friday evening, and there was like 50 adults around there fishing. You know, there shouldn't be no fishing until after the rodeo, you know, after 11 o'clock Saturday, because this was from 7 to 11. But I know a lot of kids didn't catch any fish, and I know they were disappointed. You know, you take a young child, you know, 3 to 15 out fishing, and they don't catch anything. They don't want to go back out no more. You know what I mean?
Sounds to me like there are some thoughtless adults in the area that just have their own interest in mind.
Right. I mean, it was a nice thing. We had volunteers that, you know, cook hamburgers and hot dogs and had chips and drinks for the kids, you know, for the first time. That was real nice. But it's just that, you know, I know I've seen a lot of little kids there. They didn't catch the fish, and they look really disappointed.
Well, shame on those people that went and caught those fish out of there. Shame on them. And I hope I hope they're listening, and I hope somebody in that bunch is listening. Because that's just shameful to do that to kids. You know, you got to
about that.
Huh?
And he said they asked the county police, right? And they said they couldn't do nothing because it's an open park. You know,
right.
The lake is open.
Right.
But But it's, you know, like over at Patterson Park, they stock that every for the tournament. And they DNR guys out there and get people tickets so they catch them fishing before the rodeo for kids.
Yeah, when, and you didn't make that arrangement, huh?
I don't think they made that arrangement. No, they don't.
Yeah, maybe that's something they should consider for next time.
Yeah, that's what
if,
I told
if they have start. If they have a next time. See, it's always up to thoughtless people to ruin it for the for people who are just trying to have a good time and play by the rules, you know? It really
is. I know. I've been taking my I've been going there when my son was going there, and he's 43, and I take my grandson and great-nephew, and Clyde and Bill, they sponsored fishing rods for the kids, and, you know, so all the kids get something, even if they don't get a trophy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, they like to catch a fish.
Yeah, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, you know, in fishing, of course, there's no guarantees. But, you know, the odds are a little better if you got people that are not greedy and taking the fish out ahead of time. You know, that's just
that's
scandalous. It really is.
And shame on
those greedy neighbors that can't see the forest for the trees. Somebody took them fishing when they were a kid. Okay.
Right.
And got them started on it. So what do? They deny these kids the opportunity to become involved in a great recreational activity to help keep them out of trouble and give them an alternative to spending, you know, their lives in front of a little cell phone or a computer monitor. Get them into the outdoors. What do these people do? I think that's awful. I think it's, you know, I really do. I think it's horrible. So, you know, can't let it alone for one day, okay, to let some kids catch some fish that, you know, some of them aren't going to catch them.
From 7 in the morning to 11.
Yeah, for 4 hours. Come on.
Right.
What's wrong with you adults out there? Really? What's wrong
right.
with you?
And then the kids don't keep the fish. We make sure the fish gets back in the water to get handled right and everything by the judges. And other people would just, you know, they would take buckets of fish out of there.
Yeah, I know.
I want to thank you for letting me put that out there. And everybody out there, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thanks, Odell. Yeah, and, you know, you fathers, teach your kids a little better than that, those kind of greedy people that did that. Thanks, Odell. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. What do you think about that? That's scandalous. It really is. Yeah, I don't even know what to say about it. I really don't. You can comment if you like. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Everybody's trying to get one over. You know? What's the point of that? What is the point of that? Like, you're not going to get yours. You don't want to put any effort in. You want to take advantage of the situation. You know, I don't know. I don't get it. Didn't get much sleep. Long ride. But it's all good. Let's see. This came out the other day, June 8th. That was a week ago, shortly after midnight on May 13th. Saw men fishing from the Kent Narrows drawbridge. These were officers on late night patrol in Kent Narrows. Two Prince George's County men were charged with multiple counts of illegal fishing. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other. Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. Is this guy like, who would do that? Superman? Spring from one end of the bridge to the other? The ant? Who can spring from one end of a bridge to another? I don't know. I'd have been a little frightened if I'd have been those late night officers, wouldn't you?
Most definitely.
Shortly after midnight, May 13th, officers saw men fishing from the Kent Narrows drawbridge. They watched one man spring from one end of the bridge to the other. I'm just reading it. I didn't write it. I don't know who proofread it. But he sprung from one end of the bridge to the other. Boing, boing. As they got closer, the officers noticed a backpack leaning against the drawbridge. And what did they do? Did they call the bomb squad? No. They walked right over there and unzipped that backpack, and they found 8 undersized striped bass inside the backpack. Yeah. Wonder if it's the same backpack their kids took to school. That'd be a little scandalous, wouldn't it? I mean, you would think if this guy's able to spring from one end of the bridge to the other, he'd be able to outrun officers and take his backpack with him, wouldn't you?
Most definitely.
I mean, look, it takes a pretty...
Gotta have spidey power.
Spidey power of some kind, yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think what superhero is able to spring.
Well, I mean, I know that Superman could leap a tall building in a single bound.
Yeah, he was faster than a speeding bullet.
Yep.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Yeah. Yep, yep. But as far as springing...
Look!
Captain
in
Kangaroo.
In the sky, it's a bird! It's a plane! It's... It's a bird.
Captain Kangaroo is the only thing that comes to mind as far as springing.
Yeah, I mean, who's...
Springing.
How would you just... Why would you be...
Compelled
to write a press release like this?
I think they probably wanted to use the word sprinting.
I don't know.
Because
it's a drawbridge. Is the drawbridge going up, coming down? But from one end to the other. That's what gets me.
Realistically, I'm thinking it's probably sprinting, and somebody just had a typo, and nobody proofread it. Because, in reality, what could be springing? Nothing human.
I hate spell check, especially on my phone.
Uh-huh.
You switch one letter, and the whole text is urine.
Yeah, some of the things that autofill puts in is just wonderful.
Yeah.
That's why every once in a while you'll see a screenshot, and it's hilarious. Some of the words that the phone just puts in there.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't say that.
I know. I don't know if my listeners heard that or not. You didn't hear it because you were talking. I said you misplaced one letter, and the whole text is urined.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, after this springing criminal gets his backpack checked... Herman Rodrigo Robles Zayala, 20, of Riverdale. And Adrian Bonilla Salamanca, 27, of Lanham, must appear in court on charges of taking striped bass from a prohibited area and keeping undersized striped bass. They received additional citations for exceeding the daily catch limit and fishing outside legal hours. So, therefore, they are scheduled to appear in Queen Anne's District Court on July 19th. If they are found guilty of all the violations, each man could be fined a maximum of $4,000. I'm wondering if they got video of that guy springing from one end of the bridge to the other. I don't know. This was a DNR news release as of June 8th. So, very interesting to me. Ah, there's Lincoln in Kent Island. Good morning, Lincoln. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, I'm living in Kent Island. I see this all the time down there.
You've seen people springing from one end of the bridge to the other?
No, we haven't actually done that. But I see a lot of illegal fishing going on down there. And 99.9% of the time, there are people who don't speak English. I'm not going to say what English they don't speak.
That doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me.
And they throw nets out. I mean, they'll throw those throw nets out. They'll drag them in. They'll get 300-400 bait fish, men eating. They take them home. I mean, they eat them, I guess.
I know.
It's disgusting. And the one thing is, what is up with the white catfish? I thought blue catfish were the invasive species. The only thing anybody's catching out there is catfish right now, white channel cats.
Mm-hmm.
We went out the other day. We went 4 different places off the island. And all we do is reel in white catfish all day long. I mean, not a single idiot kind of other fish.
Really? Now, are you sure they're white cats? You sure they're not blue catfish?
Yeah, they're golden bronze color.
Golden.
They're not the blue cats. They're more like a whitish. It's got the blue tint on. These are like golden.
What's green the tail? Bronze. What's the tail look like?
They don't really have any scales.
No, I mean, tail. What's the tail look like?
Oh, it's got a very sharp fork in it.
That's a channel catfish, yes. Channel catfish can be kind of a golden color. That's right.
Yeah.
Not a white catfish. They're channel catfish. White catfish is different.
Oh, okay. Well, are these ones that are supposedly invasive, though?
Say it again?
Are these ones that are invasive?
No, the blue cats are invasive, and so are the flathead catfish.
Okay, well, we didn't catch any of them. All white catfish, I guess, then.
All channel catfish.
Yep.
Yeah, not whites. The white catfish is a different species.
Okay. All right. Well,
we just set a new state record for white catfish up in Cecil County. But the channel cats are the one with the deeply forked tail.
Okay. Yeah, we probably caught like 12 of them in a 4-hour period.
Well, they're delicious to eat.
They sure are.
Yeah, they're absolutely great.
It seems like they're the invasive ones, though, because that's all that we caught all day long. We didn't catch one blue or whatever.
Okay, all right.
Catfish. Okay, well, that's all I had to say.
Okay, Lincoln, well, you caught a fish that's native to the river system here in Maryland, which is a channel catfish, and there's white catfish out there. There's bullheads out there, which are more of a pond fish. There are blue catfish, which are invasive. They're everywhere now. And the same way with the flathead catfish, which are also invasive. But what you caught were the very common channel catfish here in Maryland.
Can you eat bullheads, I mean?
Yep. I ate them when I was a kid like crazy. We used to concentrate on them. My dad and I would fish at night for them.
I mean, you catch a lot of that in fresh water. I just wonder if they're edible or not.
Oh, yeah. Every catfish is edible. Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Glad to hear that, then.
Yep. All right. Hey, Lincoln, right, thanks for the call.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks. So the way you skin a catfish is, they say, well, you nail their head to a tree or a board, and then you cut around behind the gills with a knife, and you get your pliers, and you peel the skin off, and it's so hard to do. No, it's not really hard to do. All you got to do is scald them a little bit. Just the water is hot as it comes out of your spigot. It doesn't have to be boiling or anything like that. Put them in a sink, run hot water on them, and you can peel them like a banana. They just, I don't know what it does, whether the hot water breaks up some kind of tissue, some type of whatever holds the skin on it. It just makes it easier to skin, that's all. Just try it sometime. Captain Don, try that sometime. If you're going to eat some of those catfish you catch, just put them in a sink and run some hot water on them for a few seconds. You don't have to do it long, and see how easily they peel. Let me know what you think. So there we go. This is an interesting story. My buddy Chuck sent us about bears being killed on the highway here in the Baltimore area. Did you read that? Yeah, very interesting. It's a story. I'm not going to read it on my phone. I'm going to send it to my email, and then I'm going to read it a little later. But no, I'll read it off the phone. Why not? Four bears were struck and killed on major highways in the Baltimore area in the last 10 days. The bears were struck in Jessup on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Maryland Route 175, on Interstate 95 at Maryland Route 24 in Bel Air, on the Harrisburg Expressway at Mount Carmel Road, and on the Harrisburg Expressway at Shawan Road. Okay. Mr. Pedito with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, it's not uncommon for juvenile bears that weigh 100 to 150 pounds to be on the move. The vast majority of our bear population is Frederick West right now, but it's not unusual to have this summer sort of movement from these juveniles. They go roaming around to find their own way and on occasion establishing their own territories, and they end up in these places where they shouldn't be. Why shouldn't they be there, Paul? Why shouldn't a bear be where it is? What does that mean, where it shouldn't be? Whose standard is that? How does he know where a bear should and shouldn't be? Just asking a question. If a bear finds a suitable habitat, why shouldn't it be there?
Yeah, I was about to say, I think a couple years ago, there were lots of bear sightings over here in Reisterstown.
A lot of bear sightings.
Billings Mills.
Yeah, bear got struck on the high. Bear raided a seafood dumpster in Cockeysville and got struck on the beltway, and the county police wouldn't get out of their cars to finish it off.
That's wrong.
They were afraid of it. They've got a shotgun. They've got a handgun.
Exactly.
You know, I ain't getting out of my car.
It's like, hello.
Bear's down there in the median strip. I'm not getting out of my car.
And you got a 9mm strap to you. Come on.
Or a 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, and see, a lot of those places that you mentioned on both sides of the highway, it's heavily wooded, so
well,
it doesn't surprise me that they were there.
Exactly. So anyway, that's a sad thing, and there's more to that story, I'm sure. Chuck is the one that sends me pictures of his trail camera with bears all over it. Small bears, big bears, you know. And that's in Frederick County. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. One looked like it was taking a selfie with his trail camera. Actually, it was closer than that. All you saw was the side of its head.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He said, good thing I got a bear proofing on my cameras. So that's true. We're going to take a break. And you know why we're going to take a break? Because it's time. Why don't we start out with Bay Country Bakery? Why not? Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Rolled through there the other day. It serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 Monday through Friday, all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on Maryland's entire Eastern Shore. Actually, I'll go further than that. The entire Delmarva Peninsula. I don't go through the fast food chain store drive-thrus when I'm on Route 50, whether I'm headed to the marsh or maybe going to the ocean or going fishing down that way. My mouth and my belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery from 11 to 2. You can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs. Chefs. They are chefs. Pastry chefs. They don't just, you know, make the dough. They are chefs. They know what to do with it. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. If you're looking, you know, to put it on your GPS, 2951 Coastal Highway. It's Route 50, right through Cambridge on the right-hand side. Think Big Donut if you're headed towards the ocean. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by. Say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233. Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hunter safety cards in the ashtray. Spent 223 shell case rolling in the floorboard. Her camouflage caps on the dash. Grunt call hanging from the rear view. Tank's drag rag and rubber mug boots and a bloodstained scent blocker shirt. With the tail cut out in the back, it sure smells a lot like dope in this Dixie cup. She knew just how to hurt me after we broke up. She shot my bow. She just rolled the window down and lit him up. In a field outside of town, squeezed off around. He hit the ground. Bloody drag marks is all I found. She shot my bow.
She shot my buck. I'll tell you, guys come out with some interesting songs. She left me for a Smurf. Now I'm the one that's blue. I don't know. Country Western music, nothing wrong with it. Country music. Hey, on a sad note, our buddy Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Cooling sent a couple pictures of his friend, Tom Oldwortel, who passed away on the 11th. Young man, 63. He lost his battle. Husband, father, grandfather. Sad to hear, Fred, but nice to honor the memory of your buddy, Tom. Tom O. So, we got black bears getting struck on the highway in Baltimore County. And they shouldn't be there. You know, where should they be? Bears are expanding their range in Maryland all the time. So, I know one thing. They look pretty cool at 10 minutes before legal shooting time at 5 yards. Especially when you hear them come trotting down the trail. And you think it's a dog that followed you into the woods. And you look and there's a black bear. He skidded to a stop right there, 5 yards from me. I'm on a chair, just sitting on a chair.
Mm-hmm.
No ground blind, no nothing.
And he saw you and he stopped.
Looked him right in the eye. What I could see of it. Yeah. 5 yards, you can tell it's a bear, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't think you'd have any problem with that.
No, Laura was sitting there. She kind of jumped a little bit and kind of moved the gun towards the thing, and he saw that, and he and I don't know how many other of his bear buddies were there.
But they all turned around and said, see ya!
They all said, see ya, yeah. I mean, you talk about beating feet down through the woods in the dark. Man, it sounded like... there was more than one. I'm guessing it was three. I'm guessing okay. It was mom and two grown
cubs.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, from the Athens, Georgia Banner Herald posted yesterday, the writer is Wayne Ford, a lady in Hart County, Georgia, grandmother, a rabid bobcat. Recently attacked a Hart County grandmother in her yard, spurring a furious battle that ended with grandma winning.
But there was a price, because I read that article earlier.
There was a price, yes.
No doubt about it. A price.
Grandma said, I thought not today. There's no way I was going to die, D.D. Phillips said Thursday, as she recalled the attack that occurred June 7th at her home off Liberty Church Road. Phillips has begun a round of rabies shot at Northeast Georgia Medical Center. She also has a broken finger, numerous bite and claw wounds to her hands, arms, chest, and legs.
Does your article say how much those rabies shots cost?
I think it probably does. First round of rabies shots, about $10,000.
Yep. came out of her pocket.
Yeah, and there's a page to help her fund that.
Exactly. Yeah, she does have a GoFundMe page. And she's young, too. 40, I think she was like 40.
46, yeah. It's so fundly.com page. Let's, let's help DDDEDE. Let us help DB. Anyway, here's what happened. 6 p.m. The unprovoked attack occurred. She'd been working on her truck that afternoon and posted a bumper sticker that read, "Women who behave rarely make history." I think I'd like to meet DD, actually. She planned to photograph the sticker and send it to her husband. She walked out of the house with her cell phone. "My neighbor's dog was barking, and it drew my attention. I saw the cat and then took a picture. The cat took two steps and was on top of me. It came for my face." Phillips grew up in the country where her father-in-law was once a trapper of bobcats. As a result, she knew something about the animal's behavior. She said they go for the jugular because when they can get the vein, you're dead in a couple of minutes. Okay. This bobcat did go for her upper body. It caught me slightly on my face, but I got him before he could do much damage there. I took it straight to the ground and started inching my hands up to its throat. I knew that was the only way I was getting out of this. With both hands around the bobcat's neck, she began squeezing, but she never shouted for help because her 5-year-old granddaughter was in the house. I was scared. If I screamed for help, that my granddaughter would come out, and I didn't want that to happen. Once I got him where he wasn't moving, I started screaming for my daughter-in-law to call 911. Phillip's son was also called after the 911 call, and he showed up with a gun. But Phillips would not release her grip on the crazed animal. She feared it might not truly be dead. She didn't want her son to fire the gun because she was so close, so he pulled a knife. After Hart County deputies and ambulance arrived, Phillips drove herself to the hospital. She learned the next day the bobcat was rabid. And now, this woman, there's pictures online of this woman's injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, maybe juggling a chainsaw or something like that.
Sure.
You know? You know how a cat can claw with its back feet. This thing got her on the chest, on the legs, and the arms, you know.
And I think in the part of the story that I read, they're like 25, 30 pounds.
Bobcat?
Yeah.
They're not a little critter.
No, uh-uh.
You know?
And even a little domestic cat could do quite the number on you.
Oh, I've been scratched by it. Yeah, little Joey, the cat that we still have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he didn't like it when I caught him in the fishing net out from under the porch.
Guess not.
That was 13 years ago. Joey's still around. Joey still only weighs 6 pounds.
But he did a number on you, didn't he?
Well, it's Joey, we found out. I named him Joe Dirt because he was so filthy, but found out that she's a female. So
Joey. Well, there was Joey Heatherton.
Exactly what I'm thinking. Joey Heatherton, great minds. Exactly.
She was
right.
A cat.
So anyway, this Dee Dee Phillips. She lives. Oh man, right through the fishing net. Back feet, carved me up. Phillips lives in a rural area near Elbert County, and she said she only learned recently a rabid skunk and a rabid fox are found in the same area. So. Makes sense. Phillip's cousin, Amy Leanne Mize. Leanne, that was the name of my first wife. Has set up an account in Fundly.com to raise money for the Phillips medical expenses. Already cost her $10,000. She faces expenses for treatments to her wounds. It's a Fundly.com address. And what a great story. Now we can talk to Bill in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Severus conversation for me. Is there 72 years old or older? Do you need a fish license to fish in the bay?
There is a senior license, but I can't answer that question until I go to the DNR website, and I will do so shortly. So stay listening, okay?
Okay.
And I think Sparky's listening at home. She can Google Maryland senior license.
Okay.
But I think you need a $5 license to fish for everything in Maryland. So if you can handle $5, I think you're safe, Bill.
And that's freshwater, too?
Everything.
Oh, dang, that's cheap, then.
Huh? Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
For $5, no, I'm dead. So I could, like, fish the Potomac River and all that.
I think so. But stay tuned, buddy. Stay tuned, okay?
I'll leave that to Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy. Stay listening.
We'll,
thank you. Same to you, Bill. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah. There goes Bill and Dundalk. Let's see. Yeah, Sparky's listening. She's sending me interesting text messages.
If it's a family show, you can't repeat those on the air.
I know I can't. No, I can't. Not that one. 410 WCBM 680. So we got a woman killing a bobcat with her bare hands in Georgia. We've got a state record white catfish. We've got a state record warmouth. How many of you ever seen a warmouth? I've never seen one, never caught one. They're not very common here in Maryland, but they do catch them occasionally. It's more of a kind of a southern fish, I think. But let's see if I can find some of that stuff. Yeah, here we go. All right, we'll get to the news here in just a minute. There's Joe in Abington. Good for Joe. There it is. Desi Collins, a 10.72-ounce fish. It's a warmouth. There's a picture of it. 24-year-old St. Mary's County man is now the official state record holder for the warmouth, WARMOUTH, in Maryland's non-tidal waters. Desi Collins of Mechanicsville reeled in his record 10.72-ounce catch on June 11th at Gilbert Run Lake in Charles County. Collins, along with a few friends, were fishing for black bass when something unusual hit his 5-inch Senko. This thing really had some weight, you know. That's what he said. Maryland Department of Natural Resources verified the species, and its weight was certified by Thompson Seafood. I know Thompson Seafood. The catch beats the previous 9.76-ounce record held since 2009 by Don Parentoni. And then that was on June 13th. On June 12th, a Northeast man, Brian Dvorak, an avid night angler, caught this fish off Turkey Point near the mouth of the Elk River. It is a white catfish. It weighed in at 9.61 pounds. The previous record was 8.27 pounds set in 2017. And this is what he does. He was fishing that evening in the mouth of the Elk River. He brought in a few channel catfish and an American eel, but his last catch of the morning was something different. So there it is, a picture of Mr. Dvorak on the DNR website with his white catfish. Caught one of those one time. Oh, there's Joe in Abington. Morning, Joe in Abington. How you doing, Joe?
Morning, Alan. How you been? Long time no talk.
Yeah, what's going on, buddy?
Got a question.
Uh-huh.
I pulled up the new striped bass regulations from the DNR website.
Right.
And regarding the circle hooks, and I'm reading right off of it, says anglers must use non-offset circle hooks when live lining or chumming. And then the very next sentence, it says, anglers must use circle hooks or J-hooks when using fish, crabs, or worms.
Yep.
And then minimum size, 19 inches.
Yep.
I'm not a lawyer, nor do I play one on the water.
Right.
So what's the difference between using the J-hook when using fish and using the, circle hooks for live line?
Yes, it's very confusing. It's very confusing. We're going to clear all that up next week when we have two guests in tandem. We'll have Z-Man, Eric Zlokovich, who is our circle hook resident expert, and we'll have Dr. Joe Love talking about snakeheads all next week as our guest in the second hour. But, yeah.
We always use circle hooks.
Well, of course. Yeah. And but here's, you weren't listening last week, maybe, but I talked about this quite a bit about some of these things. If you read those comments where that press release was first issued, you will see some answers, as I read last week, that you do not expect. What do they call them? These baits you use for catfish, they're dip baits, okay?
Oh, yeah.
No longer allowed to use treble hooks on those either.
Uh-huh.
So I've got a question. If I'm throwing a popper with a treble hook. Is that illegal for striped bass now?
Yeah. Well, you know, that was when they came out with the Alabama rig.
Right.
A plug has technically six hooks.
Right, exactly.
Two trebles. What's the difference between throwing a plug with six hooks or an Alabama rig with five?
Right, exactly. Exactly right. So, you know, we got to get this thing cleared up because the way I read the rules, if you are engaged in the act of live lining, hold on a second. I don't know if that's your phone or me. I'm getting, whoops, I think I just knocked him off the air. Yeah, thank you for turning that off. There was a loud alarm, but Joe, you still with me? Yeah, I knocked Joe off the line. I'm sorry. But if you can still hear me, Joe, if you're engaged in the act of live lining, to me, it says even if you're catching spot, you're going to have to use a non-offset treble hook to catch your bait because you're involved in the act of live lining. I don't know. We'll clear it all up next week. So I'm sorry I knocked you off, Joe. Call back. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. There it is. Nope. Still there. Going to have to do without the headphones, sir, folks, because there's just a nasty whistle in my headphones. So let's go on to Mark here in Towson while Joe calls back. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I think I've got something for you.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
This time of year, I have nothing else to do.
Uh-huh.
So here's the deal. We need a new name for snakehead.
Yeah.
Get it on menus.
Okay. What is it?
Chesapeake Roundtail.
Ooh, Roundtail. Ooh, I like Roundtail.
The funny thing is, it's not really an ugly fish. It is a very ugly name.
Snakehead? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
But, you know, it's very unappealing and repulsive.
Yeah.
But it's not really an ugly fish.
No, it's not. I mean, they're very aggressive fish, but I mean, what's the difference? I mean, look, if you're going to put a headshot up there of a northern pike, chain pickerel, muskellunge, as opposed to a snakehead, you know, who's uglier?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what about a catfish?
Oh, brother.
Yeah. You know, all those barbels coming out of its mouth or something like that. Sturgeon. I mean, that fish are not necessarily attractive, you know. I had some monkfish not long ago. A monkfish, you know, you only eat the tail of a monkfish. Have you ever seen a monkfish?
No, but I'm going to go to the internet.
Go take a look at a monkfish and see if you would eat that if you were presented with the... with the actual whole beautiful monkfish. It looks like somebody took a kettle and smashed a catfish with it.
Wow.
Yeah, it ain't very pretty. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they call them a monkfish, M-O-N-K, but... And I'm not sure what the regular real name is of that fish or what they're not attractive at all. But when you call them poor man's lobster, everybody goes, oh, I'll have that.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, roundtail, Chesapeake roundtail. I like that.
Hmm? Yeah. So it's not the DNR. It's Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Controls it now.
Mm-hmm. They do the seafood now. Yep.
Jeez Louise.
Yep.
Well, I don't know that I'll live long enough for this thing to work out.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you've been giving that a lot of thought.
Yep.
You got it.
Great.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Have a good week.
You too. Thanks. See ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. Is Joe back? Is anybody back? No, nobody's back. Except that whistle. Chris, you're killing me. We're being streamed, but we're off the air, so people cannot hear me. Okay, they can. But, But they just can't hear me on the air. Okay, well, I'll keep talking then. If you're listening on the stream, you can email me and let me know. Let me get off of here and get off my email. That's very interesting how that's happened. So I've lost like 90% of my audience. Let's see what Robin says. Let's see. Okay, get something fixed sooner than later. Okay, let's see. Gosh, I'm getting all kinds of messages here. I can't keep up. Yep, Russ Tenhoff says we're off the air. Yep, we know, Russ. We're just going to try and fix it. So I'm just going to keep panicking here. That's all right. We'll just keep talking and let those who are streaming join me in this wonderful, fascinating world of radio. So we're on with the engineer right now. So we'll figure it out. So, gosh, crazy. Well, I can't hear anything in my headphones because of the whistling. Maybe you can hear it if you're, can you hear that while we're streaming? I don't know what that means. I think that means we're off the air. I think that's an alarm. So I'll do it without the headphones here. And I can talk to you on the phone, but I can't talk to you on the air. So I don't even want to do any of the commercials right now because folks would be, only the people streaming would hear. So maybe I'll sing, or maybe not. Maybe not, maybe not. Oh, here comes more messages. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sparky says she can hear the whistle. Are we back on? We're back on the air. Well, that's good. That's wonderful. Let me tell the folks about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island. I'll be going right by there today, maybe even stopping in. I was there yesterday. So, exit 39B, Dominion Road. Everything you need for fishing, crabbing, and the great outdoors. And that includes rods, reels, and tackles for the bay, the tidal rivers for freshwater fishing, catfish, and all. Striped bass, custom bucktails, parachutes, umbrellas, even the habanero custom baits. Full line of live bait and frozen bait, too, for crabbing and fishing. They've got the full inventory, the full everything that Yeti makes, they've got. Costa Del Mar sunglasses, big giant display case, great sunglasses. You ought to check that out. So, crabbing stuff, you name it, they've got it. The pots, the traps, the nets, the trot line, the bait, everything. Everything, everything, everything. Of course, they got guns and ammo. They got longbows, crossbows, arrows, and all the accessories. Why not stop by and see them? They're right off Route 50 at 39B, Kent Island, 410-604-2500 is the phone number for Chesapeake Outdoors. Throwing me off the air really throws me off my game, so I just got to wing it. Now, Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You heard some compliments earlier about them supporting a kids' fishing contest in the area, and that was a great thing for them to do. But they also have, you name it, pen reels, Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels, the world-famous Ugly Stick, St. Croix rods, and so forth, and all the other famous brands of rods and reels that you have come to like and love over the years. All the terminal tackle, all the baits, everything for crabbing, everything for fishing, including trolling baits and more. And they can do rod and reel repairs, like fix the tip on your broken rod or put new line on, and you're going to need new line for this fishing season. They're open 7 days a week. They got a 24-hour fishing hotline 7 days a week, and it's easy to remember that number, 247-FISH. Just keep in mind, 24/7 fish, call them up, get the fishing report, what they're biting on, and you got it made. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, been around 61 years. The phone number, 410-242-6108. That's Clyde's Sports Shop in Lansdowne. Clyde's.
WCBM, Baltimore.
High pressure will slide into the western Atlantic today, and it will get hot as we get into our Sunday. We do have an air quality alert for our Saturday. Temperatures today headed up into the mid to upper 80s, and we will see more sun than clouds. Tonight, more clouds late, overnight low 67, early clouds Sunday, then some clearing, afternoon high close to 90, 96 for Monday, under mostly sunny skies. Some showers and storms possible Tuesday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bed liners.
Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Line-X Premium or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. Bay Line-X and Catonsville Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Line-X provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Line-X. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
All right, folks, it's 6 o'clock. Get out, stay out, and stay safe.